my story on Morse Pond. The slough coming out of Morse Pond flows to Leadbeth Lake. It is kind of a northwest direction to me. Now, I don't know, I've made the trip in a canoe when it was high water. And we used to go there, like James says, during the high water, especially during, that was during hurricanes, and any other time they had lots of rain, so plentiful that you could, like I say, could dip them up with nets or anything else right out there. We'd go where the culvert goes through the onto the road there, and you could hear just dip them up. But the game warden heard about this, and so he came by and told everybody that he was going to have to arrest anybody for if they were using nets to dip up the fish, because that was illegal in Florida, or probably anywhere else in freshwater fish. And so we decided we'd just get us a three-gang hook and just drop it in there, and you'll come up with a fish on it every time you threw your hook in. Well, later on he came back and said this was illegal. You had to have a bait on it, and you couldn't use but one hook. You couldn't use a three-gang hook. So this stopped that for a while. Well, that's the story on the flooded slough. But I used to go through the woods back there with my dad and my mother too, and we went down to Morse Pond, and it was covered with hyacinths, but they had little narrow channels out in through the hyacinths, and we liked to go down there and fish with a spinner. A spinner is about 3 foot line on the end of a pole with a spinner three-gang hook with feathers on it, and you'd work this back at a figure eight in front of the boat and up beside the hyacinths. Well, when you caught a fish, especially a trout, a bass as they call them, a good size one, you had to bring the pole straight back. You couldn't lift it up because a big bass would not let you, you couldn't lift him with the pole. And we caught some, you know, 7-8 pound bass this way. And I can remember Mama, she would just catch a big bass like that and holler, oh, it was great. And also, one of the things that we did, we liked to go on a cloudy day or either a drizzly rainy day in those channels in through the hyacinths. This was the best time to use the spinner, and it was a wonderful way of catching fish.